That's what we can do. We take the solutions. Here's my solution from the last slide. And now I have to put in the information that we're using in FCC lattice. So I take the primitive lattice vectors for FCC and I put them in here in my general solution for A1, A2, and A3. And A1 was this combination, and I take the inner product of K with A1, and that has an X component and a Y component, right? So K dot A1 is going to be KX times A over 2 plus KY times A over 2. And when I do that, I get the normal mode solution in terms of KX, KY, and KZ. Then I take this function here, and I put it into the equations of motion. You remember the equations of motion had 16 terms that looked like this, U, L, M, N minus, this was for the X component, minus U, say L minus 1, M, N. And now I put 32 complex exponentials in there, one for each of these U's, right? So now, because I have these solutions in terms of L, M, and N. So if I know what the L, M, and N are, I know them, and I put them in, and then I have these 32 terms of complex exponentials, and a lot of them start to combine, because we know that e to the I x plus e to the minus I x is 2 cosine x. And when you put them in, they start to combine, and you get a lot of cosine terms, which are written really small down here. So this also takes a while to boil this down. You start out with these 32 terms, and you start to combine things, and eventually you get products of cosines out of it. And there were three differential equations, one in the x direction, one in the y direction, and one in the z direction. When I plug this solution in, I get three algebraic equations, which I wrote out like this, and the three algebraic equations are, you can write them as a matrix equation, and they will have a solution if this 3x3 matrix, if the determinant of this 3x3 matrix equals 0, then they will have a solution. So this is essentially the dispersion relationship for FCC. I could write out this determinant, and I get a long polynomial for it has a term with omega, there's omega squared here. It's got a term with omega to the sixth, omega to the fourth, and omega squared, and there's a constant term. I solve that polynomial in omega squared because only the even powers appear, so it's only a cubic equation. And cubic equations, there's also a formula for it. It's Cardano's formula. So you can right away write down the solutions to a cubic equation. That tells you what the three possibilities for omega squared is, and you get